Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Crick Blog podcast. An Australia fan and an India fan talk all things cricket, banter, opinion, hard-hitting opinion. We share our thoughts on this and with a little bit of analysis as well. We're here today to preview the big one, the Boxing Day Test, the series lock that won all in the Border Gavaskar Trophy. We can't wait for it. It's a scorching first day forecast, and I think it'll be a scorching test match as well. Lots to expect and lots to talk about in this episode. Nash, India fan, I thought you were very confident after the Gabba test. India going from Perth, Adelaide, and the Gabba now into MCG and SCG. Are you feeling even more confident now as the test match gets closer? What are the thoughts?
Well, not more, but I am confident. I am confident than what I was at the start of the series. I am confident than what I was after Adelaide. So yeah, it's an interesting time because this Indian team is so unpredictable, like I said earlier, in the last episode, because you could see Jaiswal come out and go all guns blazing and score 150 even. And that's the thing with this Indian lineup, is you really can't predict what's going to happen, which is what keeps us on the edge. And given the series is 1-1, we have a couple of things we have to discuss from an Australian point of view, from an Indian point of view. But firstly, I would like to get something out of the way, is how rattled Australian media is, just trying to cook up different stories of
They're in the
I
kitchen, aren't
mean,
they?
it is baffling, because you see the series, everyone was complaining the series is too friendly, and people are getting too friendly with each other, and then Siraj and Travis Head happened, and everyone was like, oh no, don't do it like that. No, we don't mean it like
The
that.
way
And
we
then
want.
you saw apparently Channel 7 thinks telling someone to respect their privacy is a fiery confrontation, which to me is absolutely preposterous, because it was, and Virat Kohli is from New Delhi. That's not even 1% fiery for him. He's from
Of
New Delhi.
course.
Those, yeah, they are known for being getting into
Yeah,
fights.
I
So
thought that was blown out of proportion. Even for me, I'm like, this is a
it was, it
non-story. Come
was,
on.
and in the end, he's a father. He's a family man. If he's asking you, no matter if he decides to travel with his family or not, if he's asking you to respect his privacy, that's what you have to do. And the whole thing is basically it sort of smells like Australian media of early 2000s and late 90s, because you're trying to get under the skin of the opposition and trying to cook up stories which are not there. You're trying to play these mind games, which Australian we did not see Australian team do for a lot of the previous years gone by. Last 10 years, we haven't seen that, and it's been good, because Australia doesn't need to do that. They are pretty good on the field itself. And again, after we saw Rovindra Jadeja, who was already late for the team bus, and people are calling Rovindra Jadeja racist because he did not answer any question from Australian media. I'm like, come on, really? I mean, the whole press conference was specifically designed for Indian traveling media. The reason Australian media showed up is only they know. But anyway, these things happen, and a lot of the other journalists have said that these things happen on the regular. Conferences run late, sometimes 2 hours, 3 hours. So again, it's going to be a great test at MCG. I just hope India blow Australia out of the water and just shut up the Australian media. That's the only thing I hope for.
I couldn't care less about this media. I couldn't care less about these stories. All I care about is the Aussies perform on the field. And the big story for me is the drop in of Nathan McSweeney, who sort of made my thoughts clear on Twitter about how I felt about it. I think he's been very harshly treated. Whether you think he should be dropped or not, I think it doesn't change the fact that he's been harshly treated, brought into the side as opener, back the ultimate baptism of fire in Test cricket. I think he played an important role in Adelaide, as we spoke about previously on this podcast, as I spoke about in my review. They've dropped him. When
Do you think?
others are struggling as well, and now they've blooded a 19-year-old kid, and we'll see how he goes. But very interesting call. I thought he was very harshly treated.
So do you think Australian selectors already have an eye on the Ashes next year with that call?
No, I don't think so. I think it's more we need to figure out a better way to play Bumrah and a better way to play the Indian attack. Because, McSweeney's found it tough, but as has, Khawaja, as has Marnus. And they've
You
just
could
been
say the same
looking
for
for a
Smith
way.
as well. Yeah, I know he got 100, but you could say the
Same for
same.
Smith, yeah. Apart from that 100, it's been very difficult going for him as well, and Marsh, and it's been Travis Head by far and away the standout head above the rest, pun intended. So yeah, everyone's struggling, and they've used this guy, the 25-year-old newbie, as a scapegoat. Now I hope the change to Constance works out for the best. I worry about that front pad. I'm expecting Bumrah to try and blow it off, because we've seen with Constance in the lead up to this series, there's been some great signs from him, great batting across formats, but the ball that comes into him is going to be the big test.
He does struggle there. He does struggle with the in
So
swing and
India will know that, they'll see the footage, and Bumrah, that's one of his specialty deliveries, the one that really comes back in. And I can see it that he's going to get a few outside the off stump shape in a way, and then he's going to
yes.
get the big one that jags back. So he's going to be very, very aware of it. But it's a big
The thing
gamble.
is,
It's a big gamble as well.
the beautiful thing about what you said is everyone knows this. Every single person who watches cricket, even Sam Constance, the
The batter knows
selectors,
it. Yep.
Bumrah, everyone knows this. Like, he's going to bowl four out swingers and then bring one back in. The question is, how do you play that? If we could sit here talk all day about it, but how do you play that? That's the question. That's the answer that Sam Constance and Nathan McSweeney and Usman Khawaja and Manus have to figure out.
That's the thing. Like, you're facing an all-timer, right? You're an all-time great of the game already. 194 test wickets at 19, I think it is. He's got 50 odd wickets in Australia at 17. I'm not exaggerating when I say this guy's an all-timer and the best that's, the best bowler that's toured here in the last 25 years. It's not an exaggeration, it's fact. And you've thrown this guy who's predominantly a number three, number four player into the opening position. I think spattered, in this series, we've spoken about this before, time is important. Batting time. It's not necessarily, you're not going to get top order players scoring massive runs in this series. It's tough. Even the Indian top order is finding it very difficult. It's about 50 balls, 100 balls. Travis Head came in at Brisbane, 39th over. Adelaide, 41st over. Ball is older. He can do his thing. And now we've gone away from that. And we're going in with Constance, who's a 19-year-old kid who's going to face something that he's never faced before in terms of quality and in terms of the environment that he's going to play in. Now, he's a confident kid and he's a fantastic talent and he's got a huge future, but you're taking a big risk in this series, in my view.
What does this do for the confidence of Nathan McSweeney?
Well, the response in the BBL was absolutely outstanding last night.
Yes.
He came out and just played with freedom. Maybe found it a little bit tough going early on in his innings. But then when the game was there to be won, the game was on the line. He took the game by the scruff of the neck there. They needed 60 off the last 30 balls and he saw them home. He batted beautifully yesterday. And that was a player who, he was clearly devastated, but he faced up the media in the airport. He was speaking on Channel 7, mic'd up on the field, talking about the experience, and then he went out and batted beautifully. So this guy, I've said it on the tweet by Channel 7 that he's going to be back in the test team sooner rather than later, and he's going to have a very good career. I know it. He's got the game. And a lot of people, thankfully, believe the same, and I think we've got a good player on our hands there. Mentally, he's quite
One
strong.
thing, yeah, one thing, look, one thing I'll point out, and I know I'm sitting here as an Indian supporter, but outside of India, I am an Australian for all intents and purposes. I support my second team is Australia in any other sport and in cricket as well. So when, especially when it's Ashes, oh, it's Australia all the way, but the thing with dropping McSweeney is it's not making him a scapegoat as such, but people have to understand that you can't, as a selector, as a team, you can't only go on the basis of stats at that level. Because I say that because there is things like temperament, international level temperament, there's things like pedigree, there's things like past credit that you've earned or based on your performances. Because Manus, I mean, he's a terrific batter. We all know that. We all know what he can do. And we all know a big score is around the corner for him, but hopefully not in this series. The thing is, would you, if given a choice between Khawaja, McSweeney, and Marnus, who would you bank on? That's the question you need to answer as a team. Who would you bank on? Who would you put your money on out of those three to perform?
I would have backed the same. I would have gone with the same combination and just backed the guys. That's what I would have done. I said, look, you guys are finding it tough, but you've enabled Travis Head to come in later, and we want to build on that. And MCG batting pitch, I expect it to be a better surface because we've got scorching conditions on day one. I think the
Yes.
pitch will settle down. We're pretty good for batting, I think, on day two and day three, even second half of day one. It's going to be better batting conditions there and more probably suitable batting conditions at the SCG as well compared to the other three grounds, which are
Yep.
traditionally the
And
toughest batting grounds. So I would have stuck with the same guys at the top.
it's going to be hot the day before as well. So
Yes.
expect the pitch to be hard.
The
It's going to be
tops.
it's going to be baking in the sun, the Melbourne sun, and on the day it's going to be 40
Yep.
degrees. The previous day it's going to be 30 degrees, so it's going to be hot both days.
Yep.
It's going to be good for batting, and hopefully the team that wins the toss bats first. That's India, and makes a big score.
You haven't had enough success with a toss yet. 3 out of 3 in this series. You want another one? I think we're due one. And this is the one we have to win
Law of
because
averages, law of
you
averages.
think about the very hot conditions on day one and day two. You might see some cracks opening up potentially as the game goes on, more wear and tear. The spinners come into the game and then up and down bounce come to third and fourth innings. And you want Australia to bat first from an Aussie perspective, get a good score on the board. And hopefully the pitch plays quite well, which I think it will. And then you play from in front from there. That's going to be the key. I think if you bowl first, you're going to have to, for either side, you're going to have inroads in that first session. I think in that blistering heat, 40 plus degrees, a lot of wind. Not going to be easy out there on the field, so you're going to have to make that new ball count.
Yep.
That's going to be crucial in this game.
So from an Australian point of view, for you, Sam Constance and Scott Boland, the only changes?
Yeah, that has to be the case. I mean, if they rejig the batting order and don't put Constance in, that would be the ultimate slap in the face to McSweeney because then you could have taken him out of opener if you wanted and put him in at 3 or 4. So yeah, Constance will come in and Boland will come in, and I look forward to Boland at the G. Scott Boland at the MCG is going to be great. And he knows those conditions really well. And we saw what he did in Adelaide. And I think he's going to do a little bit more of the same in Melbourne. It's going to be a fascinating
Yep.
game because you can make any prediction and there's merit to either side. So it really is
Absolutely.
interesting.
Yes.
From Indian perspective, I just wanted to talk to you about any changes or what you'd like to see the 11 like for India.
I think the top order stays the same. The batting order stays the same. I hope it stays the same. And I think maybe I look. I really want to see Dhruv Jurel at some stage in the next few matches. I was hoping we would see him in this series, but we haven't so far.
First test. Yeah.
I mean, apart from first test when it was an obvious change, but he has done enough to tell everyone that he belongs there. But look, from this test from for the MCG, I think the top order, top six stay the same. You got Jadeja there as well, who has to play both tests. I think they'll bring in another spinner.
For Melbourne.
They might bring in Washington Sundar instead of who was the fast bowler?
Nitish Kumar ready?
Instead of Nitish Kumar Reddy. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I think that's what they'll do because look, Nitish Kumar Reddy has done enough to play all five tests. He has been one of the highest run getters for the first three tests. He has looked really comfortable playing any kind of bowler that Australia has put up against. He with the ball as well, he has provided a couple of key breakthroughs. Mitchell Marsh, Marnus in the second test as well, in the third test as well. I think Bumrah and Akashdeep should face up as the fast bowlers with Jadeja, Sundar. And maybe if Sundar plays, then maybe Siraj sits out. Because, yes, I saw some stats going around that he's like, what, second after Cummins in the wicket taking list, but he hasn't bowled. I
don't
when
think he's
he
bowled at
has
his
been
best
pulled.
since Perth.
Yeah, he has
He's
been
been a
pulled.
touch short, hasn't he? And he's lacked impact. And there's been some wickets late in the innings where sort of the game has already got away from India.
Yes,
So,
exactly.
yeah, I agree with you. But I'd still play him. I'd still play him. I'd still play Bumrah deep and Siraj. And if you play those two spinners and your batting lineup is long enough, but
Look, the thing is, if you play Siraj instead, sorry, if you play Sundar instead of Siraj, that is a long batting lineup.
yeah, but you can't have
With
Nitish
Nitish
Kumar
Kumar
Reddy
Reddy
as
as
your
well.
third fast bowler,
Yeah, I
Nash.
see what you're saying. I see what
That's the
you're saying,
problem.
but
Yeah.
that's the thing where that's the thing that this Indian team is so unpredictable because if they end up scoring, let's say 450, 500 plus,
Yeah.
do you need that kind of a, because you got someone like a Bumrah and Akash Deep who bowl really
I
well.
get that, but you don't want to overwork them. So,
Yes.
and very hot conditions. From an Australian perspective, I'd be quite pleased if Nitish Kumar Reddy is the third seamer. If you've got Sundar batting at eight, Akashdeep batting at nine, I think that's a long enough lineup. Your top six, top seven, with Jadeja there at seven, should be able to do well. The onus is
They
on them.
should. They should. They haven't, is the
The onus
question.
is
They
on them. If
should.
you're starting to think about, oh, we need a guy at number nine who can score runs as well, then you get yourself into a bit of trouble.
I know what
You
you
need your
mean.
number,
Yeah.
yeah. You need your number six and seven to do the business. So there's pressure on, players from the Australian team. Absolutely, Khawaja and Manus in particular. In particular, they've dropped the new guy to keep you guys in the team. So you got to show why they've
Who do you
kept you
think
in.
faces up the first ball?
It's going to be Uzi. Be funny if it's not, but it's definitely going to be Uzi, I'm sure.
If it's, let me tell you, if it's Usman Khawaja facing up, I wouldn't mind the first over being given to Akash Deep.
To get
And
Bumrah to
then,
Constance immediately.
exactly, that's what I mean. Look, imagine you're a 19-year-old Aussie kid making your debut at the MCG, 90,000 crowd, a 40-degree hot day, and you know that if Usman Khawaja faces Akash Deep is going, Bumrah is going to bowl possibly, but then the opposition has, one ups you, and then Bumrah bowls you the second over. So, just imagine what that does to a confidence of a 19-year-old, and that's
Ultimately, it
what I
depends
would
on
love
which
to see.
end Bumrah wants the
That's
bowl at.
true.
Yeah, where they start from and all that. There's a few things to consider there. But yeah, I get what you mean. Get Bumrah bowl. Because I know Bumrah didn't actually bowl much to McSweeney on day one of the Gabba test.
Yep.
It was a lot to Khawaja there in the 13 overs of the first day. I thought the openers were
And
looking
Bumrah
good
doesn't
that
like
day.
to go round the wicket that much. Bumrah like prefers to stay over the wicket, and Akash Deep can go round the wicket to Khawaja.
Speaking of around the wicket, that should be a tactic India used to Travis Head, don't you think? And just bowl at the
Yes, it
stumps.
should.
So I was listening to
It should.
Michael Clarke on his podcast, and I thought he was spot on in terms of what India need to do against Travis Head. And he was bang on the money. I think we've spoken about this before about Rohit Sharma's captaincy, too focused about run saving rather than trying to take wickets.
Yes. It's a
Set your
defensive
attacking fields.
mindset.
Yes, set your attacking fields. Don't worry too much about the runs and attack the stumps and get if you can get the ball nipping both ways, which obviously Bumrah can do, you bring the stumps into play, and you bring LBW and potentially caught behind as well. So, I saw Akash Deep in the media talk about a particular plan to Travis Head in terms of the short ball, and I thought he gave quite a bit of way, which I thought was quite strange. You don't often see that. Players giving away secrets in the media unless they're looking to bluff and try a
Double
different
buff,
plan.
bluff, double
Yeah.
bluff.
That's something I think about because you don't want to show your cards before they're on the table, right? So it'd be very, very interesting to see there. From India, you think the likes of Rohit and Virat can score in this game? How are you feeling about them?
I mean, they have to, isn't it? They have to.
Do
Last
they
two
have it? Do they
tests.
have it in them anymore? I know
I
Kohli
think
did
so.
score 100 at Perth, but.
I think so. I think this might be the emotional fan talking inside me, but I think Virat Kohli has that one last go in tests in him. He certainly whenever look whenever you as an Australian fan or you as a cricket fan would know, whenever he bats, doesn't matter how much he scores, most of the times he looks really great. He's playing his shots. I mean, yes, he might play the odd flash drive outside the off stump, but when he does play his shots, when he does connect bat on ball, he looks like he's sorted. He looks like he's Virat Kohli, but then it all goes to
Yeah, hasn't
shits
provided
as
that
soon
fear
as there's a
factor.
six
Hasn't
stump
provided that
ball.
fear factor to me as an Aussie fan. I just felt that there's one with his name on it in and around the channel. I just feel he's gonna nick off. But if he
I'm not even saying
proves,
as a fear factor of sorts, but just as a cricket fan looking at a batter, he just looks beautiful or elegant, that kind of a thing. But
yeah, he's
again,
always elegant. He's always got the game, but
you don't have to look elegant, and as proven by Travis Head, you just have to score runs. So,
absolutely, yeah.
I
But
mean, if
yeah.
you tell me Travis Head is elegant,
No, I'm not
I'm
saying
going
he's
to
elegant, but he's effective,
you're
right?
not
That's
getting any
all.
Christmas presents.
Oh, man. It's elegant what he does to India. The results are elegant and effective.
Well, look,
And long may it
I think
continue.
Rohit Sharma. I'm not putting them in the same bracket. Rohit Sharma, hopefully it's his last two tests for India. He doesn't. If he's not the captain, he doesn't fit into the team as a batter. I saw even experts or so-called experts don't know what's happening, because I saw Ravi Shastri say last week he should open. I saw today Ravi Shastri saying he should bat at six. So I don't
There's
know what's happening.
no way you move KL Rahul from opener. I
No,
mean, he's been
not
terrific
a
there.
chance. If you
Absolutely terrific.
you have absolutely you don't deserve to win.
No, absolutely not. And they will not move him. They would have done so by now if they wanted to. And KL
Yes.
Rahul was very, very good at the Gabba as well.
Yes.
So
Yes,
good.
absolutely.
So good.
And Rohit Sharma stays at six, but he needs runs. He last two tests, just hope it's your last two tests, and then just give it your all. Go on a high and score a big run, big daddy 100 that you're known for. And give us something to cheer for. And Virat Kohli, I think, yeah, I know he's got 100, but I just want to see him bat. I just want to see him bat. The first 20, 30 balls, take your time. I don't know what else to say,
He
really.
knows what Australia gonna do, Virat. He knows what
Yes.
Australia gonna do. He knows they're gonna bowl on the channel, outside off stump, hang it out there. I thought in Perth he was trying to sort of get across to outside of his off stump and then use the balls in the channel and get to them and work them onto the leg side. That can work if the length is right. But he's got to be selective and be willing to leave the ball and get into his innings and get set. And then Australia then will be forced to change their tactics as the innings goes on and he gets in and can get a big score.
In the end, he's just a chill guy who's going to play the sixth stump ball.
Oh,
And
gosh.
we all know that. So yeah,
Yeah.
I mean,
That'd be
there's
nice.
no I've lost hope, but yeah, let's see.
We'll see what happens. MCG, SCG, this is a big challenge for Australia. I'm nervous because, as you said, Australia would have liked to be in front in this series by now in the Gabba and Adelaide. I know we have had the better of the last two tests, even though it didn't end particularly well at the Gabba. I thought we still had the better of that test match quite comfortably, taking a lead of nearly 200 runs and all that. But just worries me now with the MCG and the SCG. We have not done well there against India the last few times. Now, granted, this is an different India team without the same solidity that it had previously in terms of the rock of Pujara, etc. But we've got our own issues as well. So there's arguments either side. We need our top order to step up. It cannot be relying on Travis Head all the time. And who knows how if your top order doesn't perform, Travis Head could be a lot earlier than what we hope. With the ball are not a lot newer, and India will have their tails up, etc. And if Rohit Sharma's on his game as a captain and gets his tactics right, then Australia could be in for a world of hurt. But on the other side, India are prone to collapse too. It could be either side,
Yeah,
whoever makes the least mistakes.
or it could be both sides. So like both. So let's see what happens.
Man, yeah, it's a test of nerves for Australia
Who
now
would have thought
mentally.
we'll be sitting here before the fourth test, talking about how unpredictable both sides are,
They are.
and not
Well, you
knowing
know what? We
what's
did
going.
feel that before the series as well. The batting of
Yes.
both teams was a bit of a problem, even though Australia hadn't played a test match since March.
But
Sides
I
were there
mean, that's
last
the
year.
thing. Even you, as an Australian fan, don't know whether you're going to score 150 or 450,
No, we don't.
and
And the
that's the
thing is,
beauty.
it depends when Travis Head comes in and whether the top order does their job. And let me tell you this, right? We speak about before McSweeney not being the scapegoat, but if Khawaja and Marnus Labuschagne were having a great series, both of them so far. And McSweeney has his 72 runs at 14. McSweeney would still be in the side because the others are carrying him and they'll give him a longer rope, etc. The
Yep.
others are not performing and he's the fall guy. It's as simple as
Yeah,
that.
fair
If
enough. I see what you mean. I see what you
they
mean.
were performing, they'd be like, you know what, we'll give him a longer rope. It's like Cameron Bancroft in the 2017 Ashes. Flat pitches, he averaged 25 in the series. But because Australia won comfortably, Steve Smith was scoring truckloads, Warner was on fire, etc. They kept him for that series in South Africa. We all know what happened there. But he was playing well in that South Africa series and they persisted with him because the others around him were performing. But now McSweeney's in a situation he was brought in as an opener and the others are not performing and he's the four guy. That's the problem I have. But fingers crossed, Costas can do well. It's a big ask for him, but he's got the talent. If he can get through that new ball period, he can cause some damage. But look, it's a huge leap of faith. Massive, massive leap of faith for a player who's played 11 first-class games and 19 years of age to make that step up.
I mean, that's
But
one extra wicket. That's one extra wicket for Bumrah anyway. So,
he can have the one extra wicket, but I want the one extra wicket after 50, 100 balls that that guy faces,
yep, fair
not
enough.
after 10,
It's going to
20
be
balls.
fun. I'll be at the venue. I'll be in the 40-degree sun. It's going to be windy, actually. I
It
just heard
is.
on the radio. I just heard on the radio this morning. There's some wind warning, actually. So it's going to be a lot windy. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, and yeah, I'm hoping it'll be a good test for India.
Yeah, I'm hoping for Australia, but it's a lot of hope and hopefully it does, goes well and who knows what can happen. It really is like that. So it makes for a fascinating battle. But I've liked the aggression of the team in the last couple of games with the ball in particular. And yeah, we need to set up that platform up top for Travis Head to do his thing and Alex Carey. And another player who's under pressure for me is Mitch Marsh because he's not been performing, not been bowling. And we talk about players not performing and getting dropped and bringing a new guy in. Well, hey, what about the rest of the team? Anyway,
Yes.
and look, before we finish, I will say that the calls to say George Bailey should be sacked, a bit premature. But what I will say is he's got a major transition period to oversee over the next 12, 18, 24 months. Can he make the tough calls when they're needed to be made to ensure that Australia have a smooth transition? I'm sure we'll talk a lot about this in the future, but that's
Yes.
going to be the big question about George Bailey. He's not willing to make the big calls on the experienced players at the moment. He's gone for the young guy. And that has not sat well with a lot of people. So wait and see what happens there.
I
Anyway.
mean, Sam scores runs and everything goes away, or for all you know.
Mate, if he scores runs, brilliant. That would be great. Fantastic. But then you've got still got if the other guys are not scoring runs, you've got questions on them. If everyone scores runs, great. But he's still got a major
I hope they
transition
don't,
period.
but yeah.
He's still got a major transition period to oversee because a lot of these players, of course, are getting on with age. You're going to get some new players coming in soon. And how do you get them in? Because you don't want three, four guys retiring all at once. And you've got all these new guys coming in at the same time. You've got to
Yep.
make some tough calls along the way. But that's in a conversation for another day and we'll see what happens. Thanks, Nash. Thanks
Thank
to all
you.
the listeners, the viewers. You can catch us on Crick Blog TV on YouTube, Crick Blog Podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your audio. And Instagram and X at Crick Blog Pod, where we post a whole bunch of rules. We're looking forward to this Boxing Day test. Nash, stay safe, stay hydrated, 40 odd degrees. I'll be there in Sydney on day three. So look forward to that.
Nice.
Hopefully, Australia 2-1 up. That'd be great. We'll
Hopefully it
wait.
goes to day three.
Hopefully, it goes to day three. I expect it to over there with some rain on day one, probably, and rain on day two as well. Man, Sydney things. Thanks, Nash. Thanks,
Thank
everyone.
you.
Go the
See ya.
Aussies.